Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
What's going on at the state capitol that has to do with agriculture? Well, Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Designee Randy Romanski is on with me to give us an update. Secretary, what have you guys got going on?
The first thing that I'll point out is the event that we're at today, which is the kickoff for the 75th ALIS campaign right here in Dane County. It's really great to see so many people out. A tremendous credit to all the organizers of the event and our hosts, Jay Henry. I think for those who don't know the program, and many of your listeners will know the program very well, but Alice is the agriculture ambassador to the for the state of Wisconsin. She has a connection to everybody in a way, shape, or form because she's connecting them to all the things that we grow, produce, and process here in the state. And we're fortunate because agriculture is a $104.8 billion industry in Wisconsin, and this is a really important position for our state. So we're excited to kick this off. There's time before the next Alice is named, but this is a nice way to start the process.
Why is it important to have an agriculture promotion person?
We get that question a lot, and the things that I would say is the Alice position has always been so accessible to the public. I mean, she travels almost every day of the year, and there are certain days during the state fair or county fair season, June dairy breakfast, where she's out on the road all the time, covering all parts of the state. And the thing that's really important there is it's such an educational campaign that she has. And she's connecting with everybody from young students in school to her, you know, her peers who might be college or near recent college age, all the way up to senior citizens. And the value is, and I've seen this from many Alices, is that they just have that approachability, a connectability. And it's so important to our state's economy. Agriculture is so important to our state's economy that it's also important to have somebody who's out there telling that story every day of the week.
And it's in Dane County this year. I mean, obviously you represent Wisconsin statewide, but you're based in Dane County in Madison. What is this going to mean to a county that's probably only known for Madison?
It is interesting that Dane County is known only as Madison, but Dane County is a very heavy agriculture county. There's a lot of variety of agriculture in Dane County, and so this is a really excellent host county for the ALIS program.
Earlier you were talking about all the different ways DACAP partnered with food pantries during the pandemic. Can you briefly talk over that?
Yeah, so, you know, the most unfortunate part about it is that during COVID-19, there was a lot of food insecurity that went along with it. It all started with the disruption in the supply chain with, you know, farmers having to dispose of milk, but we saw it later on with the meat processing plants when they went down. So that was a disruption in the supply chain, but, you know, during all that time with so many people being unemployed, there was a lot of food insecurity at the time. And so we were really pleased that Governor Evers set aside $25 million of the Federal CARES Act funding specifically for food security programming. Now, some of that money went to food pantries, food closets, food distribution networks to help them improve their infrastructure. So maybe they needed a new cooler. Maybe they needed some new delivery, vehicles. Maybe they needed to set up a new process. And some of those funds helped them do that. But then a significant portion of that money then went to connect people who were food insecure with food that was grown, produced, and processed right here in the state of Wisconsin. So making that connection between producer and consumer.
Now, we're coming out of the pandemic. Are you still seeing a need for that?
There's, you know, as the economy rebounds and we bounce back, what we've seen is that there still is food insecurity. In fact, there was food insecurity even before COVID-19. It's just that COVID-19, it was exacerbated because it was so much more prevalent. There's still food insecurity, and there's still need for people to try to help wherever they can. And again, I think in Wisconsin, where we're blessed with having such a tremendous variety of agriculture and agricultural products and commodities that this is a continued opportunity to connect those farmers with people who are food insecure. This event tonight, the 75th ALS kickoff, actually makes that connection as well. Some of the proceeds from tonight's activities are going to go to help Chef Dave and his program that helps connect food that might have gone to waste, but it still has a useful shelf life with people who are food insecure. And that's a really important thing to do. It's a great cause, and there are a lot of people here supporting that tonight.
And do you see connecting producers directly to consumers, you know, through the ways that you have mentioned? You see that as something that could continue?
I think it will, Stephanie. I mean, one of the things we saw during the pandemic is that people wanted to know where their food came from. You know, we live in America's Dairyland. They went to the grocery store, and for some reason there was no dairy products on the shelves for a while because there were runs on it at the grocery store. And so people wanted to get that connection. I mean, where am I getting my food from? It could be from right down the road. Same thing when the meat processing plants went down. We were in the state of Wisconsin. We were fortunate to not have to see mass euthanizations of animals like some other states found. And it's because we have this really strong core of Main Street meat processors, small, medium, and large, all across the state of Wisconsin, many of whom decided to work extra days, extra hours, to try and make sure animals didn't go to waste, that they got processed. Wherever possible, they tried to get a fair price for the farmer if the farmer was able to sell it. And oftentimes, and we had a really tremendous partnership with the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association called Passion for Pork, where we moved, as a team, we moved a lot of those animals through the supply chain. Farmers were oftentimes getting some sort of reimbursement, and when they weren't, they were the meat was getting donated to places like food pantries so that it could go to people who are food insecure.
Will you be at Wisconsin State Fair?
You bet. I plan to be at the Wisconsin State Fair as much as I possibly can. You know, Stephanie, it's so great to be part of many of these events that we missed last year. And it's understandable. I mean, COVID had so many impacts on us in so many ways. And so now, you know, it's been great to go to dairy breakfasts. It's been great to be out at county fairs. It's great to be at events like this. Farm Technology Days this year was a tremendous success. The crowds were large. And that's exciting. I mean, Western Wisconsin had so much to exhibit, to show the world. And so it's nice to see that event happening. And, you know, next up is State Fair. And we're really excited about, you know, being there. And for those who follow these things, Stephanie, we have changed locations from the Department of Ag Trade and Consumer Protection to make that closer connection between farmer and food. We're going to be in the products pavilion this year, right next to our partners from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Where better for our team to be than to be right amongst all those Wisconsin producers that we work with on a regular basis? So it's a little different venue for us, but we're really excited about it because we're connecting Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin products with Wisconsin consumers.
Anything else that I didn't ask you that you wanted to add?
The biennial budget got signed. Some people look at me a little strange when I say I like the biennial budget process, and the reason I like it is because it sets the state's investment priorities over the next 2 years. And when Governor Evers introduced his budget, one of the things that that we were saying, as you know, I was saying, is that I've been connected to state budgets and agriculture for about 30 years, and this was the best budget that I've ever seen for agriculture. And the good news that I can say at the end, Stephanie, is that this budget is still a really good budget for agriculture, which means the governor and the legislature have found a way to have some bipartisan agreement on a budget, a state budget. It's good for agriculture. It invests in meat processing and dairy processing. It also assists DACCP and businesses in promoting international exports, and really does a lot to promote soil and water health. So we're excited about moving ahead on those investments.
And there you have it from Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Designee Randy Romanski. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.